Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what year that song came out? 1977. We're joined now by Johnny Rabbit, who's going to take us back there in St. Louis. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. I do recall a day in that year sitting in a balcony booth at Garavelli's Buffet in Olive and Grand, right across from the big Woolworth store, and with Maratta's pool palace on the floor above. I'll tell you, it all made me feel safe as if in a protective cocoon from the then swirling abandonment of Midtown in 77. After placing my order with the waiter, Andrew Liakatis, who has a seemingly permanent white towel over his left forearm, he descends to the steam table, and we hear Junior Baldetti, the restaurant's owner, yell TR into the intercom connected to the cluttered kitchen. And you knew in minutes that Andrew, who was from Albania, will struggle up the rickety back stairs from that steam table to solemnly deliver a platter of our town's best ever toasted ravioli, rich tomato meat sauce, a side of hot butter. The ravioli is from the Baden-based Louisa brand food factory owned by Junior's brother John and their dad Ferdinando. Well, the secret to the tasty little stuffed pillows is that they're lightly fried, placed on a heavy plate, then put under the broiler in a butter and grated Parmesan cheese sauce as well as rich meat sauce. Oh, it's good. It's best washed down with a stein of draft Michelob. Ambrose, the barkeep, educates that the beer glass holds the same amount of beer as the heavy glass stein. Well, my feast is topped off with a piece of fluffy Kolb cheesecake from the Kolb Bakery on Bates. On this day in 77, I'm in a dark mahogany booth with George Edick, impresario of the Club Imperial in West Florida, and he's celebrating his 25th year running that place where Ike and Tina Turner got started. George is a tonic to talk with. He's got as many ideas as our mutual pal, ex-Mayor Al Cervantes. Alfonso Juan, by the way, is still down in the dumps about the empty, maybe for good, Continental Life Insurance building at 3615 Olive. He and a partner in the William Itner-designed 1929 building, Carol Koppler, of the Chase is the Place fame, renamed it Continental Towers. It didn't help. The big place was first owned by insurance tycoons Edmund and Drusilla Mays. They went bust in the early years of the Depression. They never got to use the dirigible dock that's atop the tower, still to this day. The building did have good years as headquarters of Blue Cross Blue Shield and Falstaff Brewing Corporation, but it was mostly a white elephant. My having the 17th floor as headquarters of the National Broadcasting Institute in the 60s didn't help much. At that point, A.J. Cervantes' mentor, former St. Louis Mayor Barney Dickman, and his brother John really ran the place and did their best to keep the terracotta-clad landmark going, but those turbulent times were just too tough for the Art Deco skyscraper with its beautiful terrazzo floors and halls lined in green marble, plus views in each direction that should have made it one of St. Louis's top properties. The timing was just wrong with the Depression, the war, the flight to suburbia, keeping success away. Someday the Continental might succeed. It deserves to. I hope so, as it's really my favorite building. Over in the next booth, there's Globe Democrat's original In Our Town columnist Bob Goddard, and Bob the Benchwarmer Burns, the Globe's sports editor and KMOX sports reporter. Goddard had popped over from his digs at the Forest Park Hotel to catch up with a roast beef on rye and kind of talk it over with Tinseltown tub thumper Bob Johnson, who joined them in their booth from his office in the Humboldt Building, the Fox. Well, what they did, they discussed the rumor that the fading Fox is going to close and be torn down. Johnson opted for a Bromo seltzer to ease the pain of that prospect. But the Fox is degenerating so quickly, it seems that he's going to meet the same death as the Schubert Lowe's Mid-City, Missouri Empress Compton Nodean Theaters that also happened to the Lowe's State downtown. Gone from the Lowe's State are the tall, twin, black marble fountains that flank the lower lobby of that palace of pictures, and the oil paintings of sailing vessels once rose above the great doubled stairway leading down to the orchestra. They're gone. Sad times, really, for movie fans who love the theaters as much as the films they play. Well, as Edie Goddard, Burns, and Johnson head out, I stay for a bowl of oyster stew. Got a bit blue with the changes going on in radio and in movie houses and in the city itself. Outside the front double doors and foyer of this classic dining and drinking institution that opened in 1912, the once Midtown Carnival-like atmosphere had faded to gloom. But it seemed safe at Garavelli's Buffet. So little changed in 67 years. You know, I feel it's all going to work out for the best. Little did I know that in 2 years, even Garavelli's would be no more. Join us next Sunday for a nostalgic visit to a special year of the 20th century in St. Louis. And please tune in for the KMOX Johnny Rabbit Welcome to 2025 show. That's going to be New Year's Day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with a lot of very special guests. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, speaking of enjoying it, let's listen intently to what Scott Jagow has to say. And this is it.
It is. Thank you, Johnny Rabbit, for taking us back in time to 1977. That was fun.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
And we are tuned in. You are tuned in to Total Information AM Sunday for this December 15th. Coming up in the next half hour, we have, I am taking you through three good things from 2024, the next couple weeks of the year. And I have one from April 14th to share with you. Also, the second part of Roaming St. Louis from Lindenwood Park Place. Stay tuned.